The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Ivan Garcia and Bren Worth, CEO and CTO, respectively, of newly floated Substrate Artificial Intelligence. How are you doing?
Excellent, John. Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
No, really good to have you. So yeah, very, very exciting space, AI, and you've been doing this for some time. So perhaps to start with, can you introduce yourselves and tell us, you know, about Substrate at a high level?
Yeah, of course, it's a pleasure. So I'm Ivan Garcia. I'm the CEO of the company Substrate AI. And what basically we do is, actually back in the day when Bren was developing our proprietary technology in the States, we came across to him and decided to invest in his company there in the States. And then a little bit later, we brought the company and merged the company in here with our company in here in Spain. And we created what is today a Substrate Artificial Intelligence. The idea is that we bring this technology, this fantastic technology that is based on reinforcement learning. And sure, later, Bren will talk a little bit more about that and develop a little bit the type of technology it is. But what we do is we invest and acquire companies or create companies and then develop on top of the company a project that has to do with AI. And maybe what we, depending on the situation, we want to boost profits or efficiency or depending on the company. And also at a time, new products that can be sold and escalated based on these subsidiaries that we have. Actually, for us, that's a good idea. And if you want later, we can develop a little bit more about it. But that's the main core of the company. It's a company that we invest and escalate AI technology into our subsidiaries.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be really good to hear some examples of exactly how you've done that. Perhaps we should start, in fact, by talking about the technology that you're using to do this. Bren, tell us a little about the AI that you've developed.
Sure. Technology is bio-inspired, a combination of reinforcement learning with neuroscience and psychology. But we've recently been advancing, pulling into new technologies such as ChatGPT, which has basically taken over the landscape, and be able to apply a lot of these same ideas into this framework. And our current project is actually to be able to create these new, much more advanced AutoGPT technologies, which can solve much larger and, you know, much larger applications and technology, executions in a more collaborative human way. Okay, this is something that we wanted to make sure that we kept the human in the loop and be able to provide our bio-inspired technology to.
Yeah. So sort of working with humans rather than instead of them, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. That's good to hear. That is good to hear. So perhaps it would be really useful to hear how you then apply that technology to perhaps some of the subsidiaries that you've acquired.
Certainly. A couple of ones that come to mind, BioVet and 40Medica and Fleabee, are kind of like the top three that I think that are the easiest to talk about. Most of the veterinarian space is about improving like the animal management and product quality while maintaining the lifestyle, I guess not lifestyle, but the health of the animals, both mentally and their, you know, how they're actually be able to produce their product. From 40Medica, it's about being able to improve how we're actually evaluating radiological photography, being able to reduce the number of steps required, kind of like automate a lot of that process, as well as in the future, be able to kind of pull in some of this ChatGPT technologies to be able to help with the diagnosis, kind of like in a multimodal way where you take the vision and the, you know, medical data to be able to say, oh, we think we see this in the actual imagery. Okay. And let a doctor actually make the final analysis, of course, but something to help assist them in narrowing down how to do these diagnoses.
So decision support, essentially.
Correct, exactly.
Yeah. So Ivan, perhaps you could explain how, you know, once you've acquired a business in a particular space, how applying the AI then changes the sort of operational dynamics and hopefully profitability of those businesses.
Yes, of course. Well, first of all, The idea per se is that we acquire a company because we want to have a company in the portfolio. The company per se has not the risks that a new venture has. So if we were to create a new venture totally from the beginning, a startup, for example, that means that we are gonna face many risks. And you know that there are many, many companies, many of startups that eventually they fail. So what we decided is following this process, because if we have a portfolio of subsidiaries and they have their ordinary business per se, that's like a hedge, because the business per se, it's something that is giving us profits and giving us a business per se. So that's one of the angles. And the other angle is, once we have this clear, we have the expertise, we have the expert in the field, because this subsidiary is already working in a field, a specific field, and we have the experts in the field. We have the data as well, because when developing a product, an AI product, developers, they can have good ideas, but then they have to mingle with the data and the experts. And they are not especially experts in real world scenarios. So in order to bring both, this strategy, what intends is to bring both together in order to develop a product that can be really useful for the sector per se we are working in. And in this case, actually, we are very happy, because what we have found is that we are, for example, myself, in my case, I'm not an expert of image diagnosis, for example. I am not, but I have the experts in the subsidiary. Or I'm not an expert in HR, but I have the experts in the HR. Actually, we bought recently a company in UK, iFit Solutions, and we are going to start developing a product with them. It's our first acquisition in UK, and we are very happy about that. And yeah, so actually these two worlds, when you bring the two of them together, actually is when you really can solve problems of the real world. Because many of the problems that are solved nowadays with AI are problems that are not applicable in the real world. They are just the typical environment where the big tech companies compete. And that's something that is already solved, at least a big time of it. So we believe that this strategy can give us the options for the companies to improve benefit, profits and efficiency, and also having products that can compete in sectors where when there's a lot of competition, but they are not developing these kind of softwares or applications to solve real problems that are in those specific fields. Yeah. That's our idea.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting being a holding company to with the subject matter expertise to then be able to develop the technology from that. I mean, Brent, that must make the job of developing the technology so much easier to have that expertise in-house once these businesses are acquired.
Oh, absolutely. And it's great, actually. We can't, right now we're definitely working with a smaller team, which is also really nice as well, because then you don't have so much of the large team integration issues that I've run into in the past jobs that I've had. And the people there are also very intimately familiar with the problems that they're trying to actually solve. Okay, a lot of organizations I have worked at, like Under Armour, Overwatch, they're too separated from what is concretely needs to be solved. Okay, they have this vision, but vision that doesn't meet the ground doesn't make products that actually solve problems. Mm-hmm. And this works for us.
Yeah, it feels like a bottom-up way of producing technology solutions rather than sort of top-down that we're perhaps all more used to.
Yes, and it also reduces risk, because, I mean, startups right now, I mean, it's a huge risk. You're just throwing a dice and hoping that they can actually make a product that has fit. Mm. Here we actually have products that have fit, but can definitely benefit from expertise that they don't have in-house. I mean, AI is expensive talent to have, and even with ChatGPT technologies coming on and expanding as they are, it's still something that people have to get wrap their head around,
yeah.
And that's something we bring to the table.
Yeah, absolutely. So perhaps, Ivan, you could tell us, you know, about why you've chosen the sectors that what the sectors you have invested in already are, and why you've chosen those particular sectors.
Okay, of course. So now we are invested in agri-tech sector. We are actually, Brian was talking about that. We are invested in health through this company that they provide of radiology equipment. We just bought recently another company here in Spain that is, they sell also sonographs. We have an energy. We also touch on the energy sector. We touch on the HR sector now through iFit, that is the English company that we bought recently as well. We have also, I think those are the core of the portfolio that we have. And why those? So it has to do with our background, actually. So Lorenzo and I, the president and me, we have a background of financials and investments. So for us, it was very difficult to get into the AI field if it were not for Bren. Bren is he who knows a lot about that, okay? And what we decided is, okay, let's bring our expertise in order to build something, a holding that can make sense for us in the financial sense of this, no? So when we invest in a company, we want to understand the company. We want to understand the managers of the company. We want to work with them for a long run. And if we know them, then we believe we can create something together. And especially in this kind of field, because as Brent said, it's very difficult to bring together the reality that a company needs with the ideas that can be. There are many potential ideas, but actually ideas that can go to and convert into real products, they are not that many. So in this case, we decided to follow this step because it's actually the way we feel better. So we understand the company, we understand what they do before applying AI, we understand, we like the managers, we believe we can work with them in the long run, and then we start working together so as to develop something together that can bring us, of course, profits and something to solve for. I mean, something that can be helpful for the sector. That's mainly the course of our way of doing things.
Mm. So what sort of the ownership profile look like? So you bought a company, applied the AI. This is a long-term thing. These are not investments that you're buying to build up with the AI overlay and then sell on.
Yeah, that's it. Because we are mainly in our side investors per se. So it's like maybe you can compare this with, this is a listed company. Substreet is the parent company. And then it's a holding. And then we invest in the portfolio of subsidiaries. Then that's the best, the first part of the equation. Okay. Of course, then we need time so as to develop what we want to develop. But the companies per se are giving us already profits. So we take at least 70% of the capital. So we don't invest in less than 70% because we want to consolidate the whole group and we want to take control of the company. But and also we leave part of the equity for the former proprietaries because in that case, they are also with the skin in the game. Mm. That's also important for us to keep part of the equity in them because then they feel that they can work with us and they are doing something for a better end, you know? And so that's basically the way we do it. And for us, I think we feel really comfortable by doing this because it's what we have been doing for many years before. And now AI, what gives us is the opportunity to be value creators. Back in the day as investors, you need to buy a company that is undervalued, but now you can add value to the company because the minute you introduce the narrative of AI in a product that can be sold and escalated, that means that you are creating value for the company. And actually this is working very good for us because it's something that now is future. AI is future. So when you bring the basics of value investing, for example, and then you put it together with the future that is AI, the value of the company spikes up a lot and it happens in a very rapidly way. And just because of the narrative is something that it's in the markets, it's something that is very hot. So this, we believe it's an interesting strategy per se for the company, but we gotta not forget that anywho, we have the heads. I mean, we have a good company, and that's for us what we really want before anything, a good company in our portfolio.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people out there sort of trying to work out how to apply AI to various industries. And it sounds like the way you're approaching it really, really lets you do that with you know, with greater ease, with as you've said, you know, a real understanding of the problems you're trying to solve. I guess, you know, you're already listed in Spain, I understand. So what's the rationale behind listing over in the UK now?
Well, UK is the, for us, is there's no sec. I mean, UK is the third country in the world in this environment, the AI environment. So for us, it's way important to go to a place where we can develop our business. We believe the investors, qualified investors and retail investors in the UK, they are much more in touch with the markets that they are, for example, in here in Spain. United States and China, of course, they are. But in our case, for us, it's very easy to go to UK, and we believe that we have a connection that we can follow in here, because we are in this continent, Europe. We understand Europe. And for us, there's no better place actually to go than UK, and especially because they are, I mean, you are, guys, very, very, I mean, a big player in the UA environment. So We believe that this is going to be a good strategy for us. Also, we like UK companies, and we now have, we just bought recently a company in the UK, but this is not going to be hopefully the last one. So we want to grow in there. Since we want to grow in there, we believe that we need to be there, and we need to have trading in there. So we decided to dual list the company. Also, the Spanish market is a very tiny market per se, the Spanish market, the stock exchange, I mean. So that means that in order to be an international company, as this is what we want to be and what we are nowadays, we need to be in an environment, in a stock market where we really can develop this. And we need for that, we need you guys.
And Bren, I guess, you know, from your perspective, from the tech perspective, there's some serious talent over here in the AI
DeepMind as well. I remember DeepMind back in the day in 2012 when they came out with their paper, and I was with a philosopher friend of mine, and we're like, you know, wow, that was really simple. I think we could do better than that too. But man, there's a lot of drinking and philosophizing about AI, and that's actually the roots of actually our current technology. But yeah, no, they got some amazing AI technicians out there. And to be honest, actually the new large language model technologies, actually we're going to see hundreds of millions of AI practitioners. That's probably the most amazing thing, that the most transformative aspect of these technologies is that not now everyone can be an AI specialist. There's a lot of clever people. And so, yeah, no, the UK has got super clever people out there. And I think we're going to see a lot more of them actually now that people can have a wider access to this technology.
Yeah. So it is truly game changing. And it really sounds like you've got a model that can help you you make the most of this this transformative technology in this really transformative period in history. Thank you so much for speaking to us, and very best of luck on your London listed journey.
Thank you. Our pleasure, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.